sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. It's summer, people are new, and the corn cobs ripe, and the meadows in bloom, and the birds making music all the day. Weep no more, my lady, oh, weep no more, I say. I'll sing you a song about my old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky home far away. Oh, the young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry and happy and bright. By and by, hard times come knocking at the door in the old Kentucky home. Good night.
Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more, I say. I'll sing you a song about my old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky. Sing you a song about my old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky home far away.
Stephen Foster on the song. Eric Uglum. Woo. The sun does shine bright, doesn't it? Now we're back here again. We're going to do a song now we don't usually do a lot of places, but you guys seem like the perfect crowd. A few years ago, I was sitting at home reading the newspaper, and my eye caught a headline. It said, 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac. Most people think I make this stuff up. I don't. This is a real headline. Before I could finish reading the article, a friend of mine called me up and said, I'll race you to write the song. This is all a true story. It's rated PG, so don't worry about it. Happened over in Benton, Louisiana. Anybody from Benton, Louisiana? They were coming to someplace in Florida, so don't get all snooty on me. All right?
They were, weren't they?
They were headed here to this festival, probably.
Didn't the pastor say the devil was in their clothes?
That's right. There's 20 of them. Real quick story. 20 of them in about four or five different cars. The car started breaking down. They all climbed into one Pontiac Grand Am, which turns out that's the funniest part of the story now. They got so hot, I guess, and I understand this. The preacher decided the devil was in their clothes. The natural thing to do at that point is to remove those clothes, and I guess this breaks several laws, even in Louisiana. They were spotted on the highway. The police gave chase. They ran them off the road. Everybody was okay. And the article just ended by saying they all got out chanting religious slogans, which wasn't enough of an ending for me. So I had to come up with a song.
I'd like to add that we were asked to not play this song at the Darrington Bluegrass Festival in Washington State. So it has been banned in Darrington.
Yep. It's a banned song, but not here. No, sir.